Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, do not fold the great leader's face. Anne Penketh in the UK's Independent, September 17, 2004, tells some of the legend of Kim Il-sung, North Korea's dictator before the present one. I paraphrase and add a little to her article. She relates the story of a passenger on the Air Koryo flight out of Pyongyang. He had finished, for the present, with the reading of a North Korean magazine and had folded it in two so he could stuff it in his bag. A watchful and stern stewardess reminded him that he must not fold the great leader's face, which of course filled the entire cover. A British diplomat on that same flight asked another stewardess to leave his drink on the magazine while he read a newspaper. No go. He first had to take the magazine off the tray so that the precious face would not get wet marks on it. The present dictator has likewise been elevated to God status. Murals in Pyongyang and elsewhere depict a log cabin surrounded by a high and holy Korean mountain and fir trees. A star appeared over those mountains, says the legend, when Kim Jong-il was born. Well, in fact, Kim Jong-il was born in a prison camp near the far eastern Russian city of Khabarovsk. But North Koreans, brainwashed from their birth, believe these myths, like the one that says that North Korea is a paradise whose problems are nothing compared to the horrible situation in South Korea and the United States, and the one that points to the 150-story hotel on the other side of the Taedong River that was never completed. And why was it never completed? Financial problems caused by the United States, the country that's given North Korea multiplied tons of food and oil and more. And then there's another one that explains Juche, self-reliance, like this: I am master of my destiny without relying on anyone else. And so no foreign contribution to the economy can ever be recognized. This may be the greatest myth of all. North Korea is shrouded in darkness. The Kims have thrown a giant virtual tarp over the land, and no one is permitted to see through it. The cracks have been noticed. Light is filtering in. It's only a matter of time now before Kim and company will be exposed. Jesus will be preached, and those called to salvation will rise up to give glory to their God in the new North Korea. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, Land of Morning Calm.